Okay, it's Jane Mayer Tucker here, and I'm here today with Rosemary Addis. Rosemary, can I welcome you? And you might like to give a bit of an outline of what you do before we start these questions.
Thanks very much, Jane, and thanks for inviting me to participate in this. So I am a social innovation and investment strategist, and I work with all kinds of organisations on how we can look at tackling difficult social issues differently and how we can mobilise the capital and the talent that we need to come up with the best ideas and approaches to be able to build the kind of society we want.
And Rosemary, Australia is very, very lucky to have you with us. And look, I'm going to start by setting off this whole set of questions with asking you if you could choose a particular issue or situation or something in your career that you have experienced that has actually taken you along the lines of straddle, which is that balancing act between structure and spontaneity.
So I think a great example is one of the largest pieces that I'm involved with at the moment, which is creating a market in Australia for investments that have positive social impact as well as a financial return. So what we're trying to do is mobilise more private capital for things that contribute to the public good. And we're clear about what we want to achieve in terms of mobilising that capital and having all the right dynamics in place to have great things for people to invest in and for people to be able to invest with confidence. We need to be flexible, though, about how we go about developing the infrastructure for this market based on where the opportunities are, where people are ready to move, because what's unusual about this market is it involves people from all sectors and involves a level of collaboration that goes beyond many things we've seen before.
So, Rosemary, I'm going to start with asking you, what's gone well?
What's gone well is we have had terrific engagement from senior leaders and people working at the grassroots, because I think people know the time for change is now, that there are really clear signs that we can't just keep doing things the way we've been doing them. Government budgets are under pressure, and there are some issues where we haven't shifted the dial for a really long time. The appetite of people to step forward when we've been able to provide them with the structure to say, can you be part of this and come along and collaborate with others to have a serious discussion about how we're going to transform the way we deal with social issues and to give them actions to be involved with has been fantastic. We've had over 60 leaders step forward, and they come from all walks of life and from the financial institutions as much as from the community sector and philanthropy. And I think that's a real testament to the Australian spirit, and is certainly something we'd regard as a success in the work so far.
Okay, so obviously there's a flip side to this. What hasn't gone so well?
There is a nicety about the work we do that, because investment's such a big concept and we're talking about linking investment to things like changing people's lives, that is a new space. This is both many things as well as one thing. And so we sometimes find it difficult to straddle the language, if you like, between the different actors involved and to communicate things. Sometimes we can be trying to bring people along and they might never have heard of social innovation or impact investing before, and we have to take them on that journey really quickly. That's one of the things we continue to find challenging, particularly when people are all living very busy lives. So raising the level of awareness and helping people to relate to the opportunities of impact investing where from where they stand today is something that continues to challenge us.
So we have another question here, which is, what would you have done differently?
I think that the type of engagement we've had, if I had not only the opportunity to do things differently, but I would also have to say different resources available to us, I would look much more actively at how we can use different media, particularly how we can use design thinking and some of the communication tools that come with things like, you might have seen some of the fantastic graphics that can communicate quite quickly complex concepts and new ideas to people, looking at how we could invest in more of that to build the awareness among people more quickly would have been a great thing to do.
And I have one last question for you is, what of your many, but which one will you celebrate? What would you celebrate on this whole project?
I would celebrate the commitment that people bring to this, that when you unleash the possibility for people that they can do good and do well, what we bring forward is an energy in people that's really humbling. We have volunteers coming to us from all parts of society, from all parts of industry, and indeed from all parts of the world. We've just had an MIT student over the summer. We have an intern currently with us from Germany. And there's this amazing energy of people wanting to be involved. And I would celebrate that commitment from so many people to being part of creating the kind of society they want to live in.
Well, Rosemary, I just want to thank you ever so much for your time. In that very short space of time, we have benefited so much from hearing your experience of Straddle, and I look forward to hearing more about impact investing in due course. Thank you.
Thanks, Jane.